I was at work when my daughter phoned me from home. She was in tears. Mom, she said, what happens to our dogs when they have sex and get stuck? I try to calm her down. Shh, it's okay. Dogs just knot together for a little while after sex. She was still in tears. Mom, it's not the dogs, it's me. Tiger is not at me. I was in disbelief. Oh, fuck. Just relax. I'm coming home. I'll be there soon. Everything will be okay. I left work and started straight home. I know, teenagers experiment. I mean, I've done it too, but I've never let a dog fuck me before. Well, I did let one eat my cunt out once. It was in my teenage years. Me and my friends were watching a porno. There was a woman jacking off her dog and rubbing peanut butter on her cunt. The dog later lapped up her cunt with his long, thick tongue. Although everybody was kind of shocked, my snatch was completely soaked. I watched jealously as the dog ate her out, and then she played with his prick until it was completely unsheathed. She gave his prick a quick suck and then got on all fours. She guided his prick into her wet fuckhole, and then the dog started vigorously pumping his cock into her sloppy, wet cunt. The juice from her gash was running down her legs, and then he came hard. He emptied his canine spunk into her fuckhole, all while she praised her good dog, her good boy. After the movie, I rushed right home. I was so fucking horny, I had to touch myself. I started rubbing my cunt to my clit. Oh, but I needed more. I slipped two fingers in my sloppy snatch. Oh, I felt so good, but I needed more. I went into the bathroom and got my thickest shampoo bottle. I jammed it into my dripping wet fuckhole, all while reminiscing about the porn. The dog coming in her cunt was just so fucking hot. I knew I had to get my puppy to lick me the next day. Anyways, I finally made it home and rushed into the house to find my daughter on the couch. There was no dog in sight. Whew, that was a relief. I hugged my daughter and asked if she was all right. She said she was, but embarrassed. You want to talk about it? I asked my daughter. She said yes, but she just needed a minute. I looked at her and said, I think we both need a stiff one. My daughter laughed. Oh fuck, I meant a stiff drink. A slip of the tongue. A couple of double whiskeys later, she told me what happened. She was lying down and Tiger, one of our three dogs, started sniffing her crotch. She was just wearing panties so she could feel his breath on her cunt, and it aroused her. My daughter then said she pulled her panties aside while Tiger buried his long dog tongue into her cunt. After a few minutes, she started coming. Her cunt was wet, open, and hungry, and needed to be filled. She wanted Tiger to fuck her, and his cock meat was already out. So she pulled him down towards her cunt, and he went straight in, pumping. Oh, Mom, it was wonderful. I came so fucking hard. But then he nodded me, and that's when I called you. While I was waiting for you to come home, Tiger finally softened, and he slipped out. Fuck, there was so much dog cum running out of me. But Tiger did help me clean up, though. I was feeling a little flushed listening to my daughter talk about Tiger fucking her. I guess it showed, because she turned to me and asked, Mom, are you getting turned on by this? I really shouldn't have been, but I was. I was dripping. Memories came flooding back to me about my old days. I was fucking horny and my daughter could see it. So why lie? We don't keep secrets from one another. So I said yes. My daughter took a long look at me and asked, Do you want to fuck one of our dogs? I paused and nodded. Yeah. My daughter then got up and went outside. She came back with Tiger and another one of our dogs. I've had my cunt licked many times before, but I've always kind of regretted not fucking a canine prick. I was naive back then. I was scared that if my dog would spunk in my snatch, he'd give me a litter of puppies. It's silly, but I know better now. I stripped off and so did my daughter. We were both so horny. The room was filled with the pheromones of our wet cunts. My daughter then offered to show me how to get mounted. I watched as she got down on all fours. She instructed me to guide Tiger's prick into her still sloppy wet fuckhole. He filled her immediately and started pumping. She was in bliss, and it wasn't long before he came too. There was dog cum and juices running all down her legs. When Tiger's knot finally softened and slipped out, my daughter turned to me and said, "It's your turn." Our other dog had been walking around sniffing. I think he must have smelled her wet aroma. He had this look on his face. A curious look. A dangerous look. I should have been somewhat embarrassed or ashamed getting ready to fuck a dog, but I wasn't. I wanted that dog cock deep into my cunt. My daughter asked if I was ready. I nodded. Watching her get fucked earlier had me so turned on, I was dripping wet. I assumed the doggy position and told my daughter how badly I wanted that dog prick in me. I needed his meat. I want to feel that dog come in my cunt. Without warning, I felt something push into me. Oh, it was burning hot. He pushed his prick deep into me. It felt so wrong, so nasty, but I wanted more. I moaned and panted as my daughter watched. I was getting fucked and she was watching. I was lost in a daze. Oh, and I moaned, "We need to do this again." My puppy didn't last very long. I felt warm spunk fill my cunt. He was still knotted in me when I started to rub my clit. I orgasmed not too long after. After a quick cleanup, we took our dogs out for a walk. They deserved the treat. When we got home, my daughter and I relaxed with a couple of drinks. As she finished her last drink, she turned to me and asked, "I wonder what dog spunk tastes like. I wonder how it'd feel to suck off one of our dogs." I looked at her and joked, "You filthy slut. If you want to suck off one of our dogs, why not do all of them?" Then I started wondering about other fun little things that we could do. Maybe I could try out a doggy spit roast. One fucking and coming in my mouth while another cream pies my cunt. Oh, maybe another night.